hette
Ron Irwin.
Ron was a policeman who lived in Berwick itself. He was a very strong councillor, and he and Bill Hudson, John Byron, many times Jack Thomas, George Chudley, Keith Wishart, and Sid Padgett formed an alliance. In the first year, the first elections, in my opinion, the developers and speculators got together. Some of the things that they wanted, we weren't too keen on. We'd prevented them from going ahead with a lot. Now, Barry Simon and Joan Phillips and myself were the first year people of this end. Keith Wishart was the first year man from the Doveton ward, but he was unopposed. So that meant that Barry Simon and Joan Phillips and I were opposed. And the people, well, I suppose the people that were wanting to get change in the city, that they didn't like us, they wanted to change things, they formed a very, very nasty and severe campaign, and with the result that Barry Simon, who was the mayor, he was in the Berwick ward, Joan Phillips was in the Narre Warren ward, both the originals in there, and myself in the Hallam ward, were defeated. It was a very unhappy time. Also in 1974 there was it was more or less like a mini run of what was to come of the federal elections in that year, a very bitter campaign, and I fancy that some of the people involved in that federal election campaign had some ideas in this campaign too. Barry Simon was he was slandered many times, and really scurrilous. Can't think of it now. The accusations were levelled at Barry by another councillor, and spread around about people in some of the old houses. Some of the old pensioners were told that Barry was going to get hold of their property and just sell it off, and that he was a communist and he was all sorts of things. They were saying that even though he was a member, I think, at that time of the Liberal Party, see. But all sorts of vicious slander was going on, and of course it had the result. Enough of the people voted against him, and he and Joan Phillips and I became the first three to lose our seats. And but then
it was Jim Alexander, one of the few independents who was re-elected.
Yes, Jim was re-elected. He he remained for about 9 years, and then I think Jim's health failed. He was doing too much, and in schoolwork as well. He was working at the Dandenong Special School, I think, up in Heatherton Road. And Jim was so conscientious that it just was too much for him, and he dropped out of council. And then later on, a few times he did try to get back in, but he was unsuccessful. But he was a very, very, very good councillor. And of the councillors, Jim would be one, I should say, that would have probably the highest respect of mine, anyhow, for considering people with their different allegiances to different things and so on, their irons in the fire and so on. Jim was quite open, and he was the sort of person that you'd expect from a scouting background. And Jim had been in the scouts for many years. And he would have been probably the most open-minded of the councillors. other councillors might not agree with me. They probably wouldn't do, but I'm prepared to stand by that.
Do you want to say anything else about the other people then?
No, I think I'd better not. No, I think I might just leave the others. Well, Jan Bateman was a very good councillor in her in the Dufton ward. Was Sid Pargeter and Keith Wishart, both in the Dufton ward, they were quite good in that at that time. Sid Pargeter lived only for a short while in the Dufton ward, and then he went to live in Hargawatch. And many of the people in Dufton were concerned that he wasn't living in the electorate that he area that he should have been. But those are things that there's a lot of things there I could go over and probably wouldn't add any benefit to anyone. But it's interesting to see the photographs there. I'm not sure how many of the original councillors are still alive. I know Jack Thomas was one that died at an early time. As far as I know, they're mostly still about. Just can't think of anything else about that now.
Do you want to say something about the early staff for the City of Perry?
Oh yes. I felt at the time, we were meeting in a room in a house in Dufton. I think we'd rented, I'm not sure. I think it was rented for
that's
the time.
That's where council meetings were held, wasn't it?
No, this was a committee meeting for all of the councillors to decide on who we thought, and appointment of staff in the early part. And I think Max... I'm not sure whether it's Max Pawsey or Pat Northeast was the first chosen. I can't remember. Oh well, I think it must have been Pat first. We must have been fortunate enough to get Pat first. And I think yes, we're meeting in the offices in Kays Avenue, Hallam, when we interviewed Max and. Another man from the city of Coburg, and Ross Curry as well. Ross was the deputy, or to become the deputy engineer.
And where did he come from?
Ross, I think, from the city of Sale. No. He had been in the city of Sale, but he'd come from the city of Waverley. He was currently at that time at the city of Waverley, and he applied for the deputy job. And he was successful in getting the deputy engineer job.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember probably I was a bit earthy in my comments when I was asked when we were interviewing, after we had interviewed Max Pawsey and all the others that were interested in the city engineer's job then. After they had left the room, we had a discussion and each asked for their opinion on who would be the most suitable and why. And I was probably a bit earthy and a bit clumsy, I suppose, but I thought that we needed someone that had had a few kicks in the tummy and been able to get up and carry on and do some of the work. Someone that had some serious knocks, some knocks of life, you see, that had been through the mill, and that had some knowledge, had the qualifications and the experience. And I thought that Max was the best that I could see that we had out of that. Those that were interviewed, and we did very well. We couldn't have done better than Max Pawsey and Pat Northeast. We're told by some people in the local government authority that if we could get either or both of those, we wouldn't need to look any further. And we're fortunate enough to get Neil Lucas from the Shire of Pakenham, and Neil did a splendid job of the inauguration day in the main street of Berwick, and Neil was the logical replacement to Pat Northeast when he went, because they were both men of very strong and very good character and very great capacity, and we couldn't have wished for better. And Max was the city engineer, and there's no doubt that we had, in my opinion, the best that we could get.
Mm.
And Ross has been a very good deputy engineer and city engineer. So those are the four, the first ones, the major ones, but other members of staff, though I don't remember all the names, I remember that they were very, very good, worked together very well. Indeed, it must have been through the abilities of Max Pawsey and Pat Northeast and Neil Lucas and Ross, getting them all together. I believe Max was a very good man at organising things, and also Pat Northeast. So the city of Berwick owes a tremendous amount to both, like to all the senior staff. And it wouldn't have been possible, I don't think, to be as effective as it has been without those people.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't have the result as good as we have now.
Do you recall any incidents from 1973-4 that stand out in your mind? Different events or different projects that you were involved in?
Oh, not really. I don't think. We had our Barneys in council and that sort of thing, and the trying to make sure we had the numbers to get certain things through. Well, I should say, possibly the Loader and Bailey plan. That was the most controversial thing, I think, at the time, and we had a lot of trouble at one stage being able to retain the plan because some of the councillors were wanting to change that, and at one stage proposed that we wipe out the Loader and Bailey plan and employ someone else. Well, already I think it's about $55,000 had been spent, and they'd done such a tremendous lot of planning. We had a tremendous amount of material there to look at and to decide on. But I felt that from a financial point of view, at the least, would be a silly thing, because that would mean that that plan would be completely wiped. The amount that we'd spent would be lost and wasted. And then another firm would have to start off from scratch and do it again, and that would be an extra waste when we had, I think, probably the best plan that we could get for the planning for the 50 to 100 years ahead.
Yeah.
And
then you weren't re-elected in 74.
No.
What has been your involvement in the local community since that stage? Have you been involved in particular projects or kept an eye on different things?
Oh, not so much. I got a bit disheartened. I thought, well, I've done what I can. There's no way that I can do anything much more in that regard, because council was established and the people that, well, I suppose the what would we call them, the lobbyists and so forth, they had their strengths, their power bases and so forth. There's not much that I could contribute, not much that I could get to be able to contribute in any way, unless I joined a lobby group, and I didn't see any real benefit in that, because I probably wouldn't be listened to anyhow. They had their minds made up on what they were going to do. I am heartened by the fact that our senior officers were able to develop the city in such a way that we didn't lose all that we'd planned for in the early stages. In the original plan that we had, the Development Corporation and so forth for the city of Berwick, but they did extremely well. But there are, I know there are some things I was still a bit anxious about, but the city has been built up, and it's grown to be a very, very good one, and bringing in a lot of the things that people needed.
Mm.
And this is the important thing, that we wanted to make an environment for the people that lived in the city.
Mm.
We wanted to develop it in such a way, or have it developed in such a way, that it was going to be an outstanding place.
Mm.
And I believe that has come to be. I would like to have seen the original plan followed, but that wasn't to be, but it would have been Berwick then, but City of Berwick then would have been probably a model for other cities throughout the world, like other municipal areas. But anyhow, we've done extremely well with what we have, and the thanks for that must go to the senior officers and staff, as they were able to bring it together. I can remember chastising some of the people at the poll, at the declaration of the poll in 1974 when I was defeated, urging them to not lose the people that we had gained, but to look after them, because they were the people that were going to build the city. Anyhow, whether that had any effect or not, my words or not, I don't know, but well, it was going to happen anyhow, I suppose. And we did get the right people, and we got the result. That was very important. So a lot of the people of Berwick now can be proud of their area. That's very, very good, very heartening indeed.
Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Well, there is one thing, going back to when I was defeated. I expected to be defeated, so it was no real shock, because I had been involved in politics for many years, over many years before, and I knew that there was no likelihood that I'd be re-elected, considering the effort was being expended and the energy by other people, you see, that to gain that position. So I thought, well, what I've done, if I've done anything at all, well, so much to the good, if not, well, too bad. But the thing that concerned me was that I wanted to hope, really, that the council would not just become another place, another venue for people to just become, have their own ways catered for and to the exclusion of the general public. But this goes on, it happens in every council, I think, to a certain extent. And pressure groups, particularly those in the vested interests, do get a lot of toehold oftentimes, but that's because they are able to arrange who's going to be the candidate for council or support certain councils and so on. And I was hoping that wouldn't go too far, that people, that the ratepayers would be the ones that would benefit most. But the ratepayers, they get what they deserve. If they don't go and elect the councillors that they want, I'm not sure they get what they deserve, because they're so apathetic. And I do believe that the media prevent us from knowing a lot. They confuse our minds with a lot of irrelevant stuff and keep us away from the real things that we need to know about. And people don't have enough time. They're in too much of a rush. They don't have enough time to work out a lot of things. They don't get a lot of the information to study either. And I would like to have seen a newspaper printed for the council of the events of the meetings, and also the prospective things coming up, so that people could have an idea what proposals will come out to be debated, so they could have a chance of working it out first, whether they had any interest in it, whether it affected them, and so then they'd be able to attend a meeting or to organise a protest against it if they felt it was unsuitable. But that wasn't to come to be. Probably, I suppose, the only thing I'd be remembered for was proposing a motion that the City of Berwick helped to subsidise the neutering of cats in the area. I think that raised quite a laugh a lot of times. I think it's about all I was remembered for. But I did feel strongly that too many of the animals, too many of the bush animals round about were being lost by feral cats and so on, too many animals going wild and people just throwing them out and losing them. But no, I can't think of anything much more now, just that.
Have you had an interest in the Wilson Botanic Park? park?
Only just on the surface. I am well. I am interested in seeing the progress of it, and I'm very, very pleased to see that the man that's now president or chairman of the committee is the man that was the originator of the proposal. He put the idea into the mind of one of the councillors when that council was going off to another meeting or seminar or something like that in, I'm not sure whether it's in South Australia, somewhere else anyhow. Anyhow, the idea was kicked about, and eventually more interest was taken of it, and the proposal went ahead. I'm very, very pleased to see that it's gone ahead in such a thoroughly planned way, and I'm hoping to be around long enough to see as much as I can of it developed. In the way that it needs to be developed. It's a very exciting thing to think for the future that something is going to, of that sort, is going to be developed over time. And it's very, very good and very heartening to see Max Pawsey in the chair, as he's the man that had the original idea of it. And I can remember that in early 1974, him mentioning something of that sort of thing, proposing it to, as a matter of thought for the council to consider, and then of course it went on from there, eventually. I don't know whether there's anything else I can...
Well, thank you very much for your time, didn't I?
Well, if there's anything at all I can any time, a lot of this you'll probably have to eradicate a lot of it. It was a very, very hectic time from the time that the proclamation was declared to the interviewing and selection of the officers and staff. Indeed, the we selected the one with a lot of involvement, and it took quite a lot of concentration. And a lot of times, I didn't feel that I was fully awake. Some of the times, we had so many meetings all in the one time. And it was very, very difficult to be able to be in one place at one time and then very shortly after in another. And we had a lot of meetings. I believe that was something like 60 meetings or a little more than 60 meetings in 60 days. And I do think that we had one or two Sundays that we didn't have a meeting. This is not just council meetings. This was community meetings around about as well as council meetings. We had a lot of council meetings to try and create the structure anyhow. And I think it was something like 250 meetings in the whole year. So it was a very busy time. And one year really was enough for me, that sort of effort. I don't think that I contributed a lot, but perhaps made up the numbers, but I suppose in some ways that I was able to be of help. But it was, it's very, very rewarding to have been part of such a team with such a job to do. It was difficult, and make me feel now very, very humble and pleased to have been able to be there and take part in the discussion and the development of the that part of it. But I don't think there's anything much more that I can add on that. Neil Lucas would probably have more knowledge of the number of meetings and so forth.
Mm.